10-8-LBV, mobile.
Node 2586 connected to W8UM VHF.
W6NIJ. Hi.
Good afternoon.
You're very hummy today. You got a 60-cycle hum.
Going through the W8UM 2-meter repeater, so possible it's being introduced there. I just turned my fans down too in the vehicle. I don't know if that made any difference or not.
Yeah, as a matter of fact, it did, and I could have just thought it was humming. It wasn't. Anyway, what's going on?
Headed out to that building site that got canceled last week, so we're retrying this week. So I'm headed out to there, kind of the north side of Ann Arbor, Plymouth Road.
Cool, okay. Yeah, I saw it at 23 and 14. Still had that goofy-looking cell phone tower. I forgot about that thing.
Still there, for sure. The Domino's Farm site or whatever that is. I keep forgetting. I've noticed that the timestamp on Ipsy Weather is 2 hours off. I don't know when that started, but it's been like that for a little while.
Yeah, so I can't have my node play the sound and have it be off here. So I don't know why it. I just can't. I don't know how to do that.
Heard about it. I just noticed it. I didn't know if I was going nuts, like, did it work before, but I'm guessing it has not, based on that new information.
Well, I was in your time zone for a while, is probably why you didn't notice it.
Could set them to UTC, but, you know, now you got to do mental gymnastics a little bit until you get used to it.
Yeah, and I don't ever think I'll be used to that. So anyway, okay, cool. I'm just doing stuff around the house here. So we had probably a half a foot of snow this morning, and it's kind of fun because, you know, I mean, the sun comes out and it melts right away, so it's really not that big a deal. But man, I woke up to all the trees were bent over with heavy, wet spring snow.
Yeah, I was wondering if it actually. I figured it wouldn't get cold enough to bring the hoses in, but I guess you did that just in case. Everybody there does it just in case.
Yeah, it's going to be 25 tonight, and then, you know, 80 on the weekend. So everybody usually just, at a minimum, kind of unscrews their hoses and stuff like that.
Sounds like Michigan, you know, 93 one day and 23, you know, a few days later. That's what we had a couple weeks ago.
Yeah, it's definitely crazy around here this time of year. But the sun came out, and I actually shoveled this morning just for a little bit, and most of the snow is gone on the driveway and stuff like that. It's still in the trees, but it's starting to melt. You can tell it's starting to fall. So anyway, cool. Well, I got a project radio yesterday somebody handed me, and it's an old IC28H. I don't know if you remember those, the 2-meter, like a 20-channel 2-meter radio. And believe it or not, it's got exactly the same problem as that ASDEN of the same vintage does. The squelch doesn't respond to the squelch. Not at all.
Yeah, I don't. If I saw one, I would recognize it, but I keep thinking back to my dual band, which is a totally different radio from probably the same era, maybe a little bit newer. Hey, I got a Verizon business hotspot in my possession right now that I'm going to be spending some time with. And it looks like they give you an actual routable IP on it, you know, so you can run servers and stuff on it, but I haven't figured out if that's true yet.
Oh, okay, cool. Shannon and I were just talking this morning about what to do here at the house, and That'd be cool if that was the case.
Just some tests on it before. It's going to one of the tower sites, but I'm making sure everything works on it before I, you know, take it up there and deploy it. But that might be something that's available to you at your house, the same exact, you know, router and provider and everything, possibly. It's business service, so it probably costs a little more than home service, but I can let you know my findings on that. We can try some inbound connections and all that, see how that plays.
Yeah, I mean, it's that or, you know, the fiber thing is going to happen here in the spring, I believe. But here it is in May, and we haven't seen anybody doing any work down the street, so I'm not sure how long it's going to take. But I think that would be my preference. It is nice to have options, though. I mean, wasn't that long ago where you really had one option or none.
Probably Friday. And the whole, I think it has a public IP thing, might be too good to be true, might not be true. And information on it, anywhere on the internet, is just so unbelievably shoddy. You'd think people would have these and be talking about them, but I can't find anybody, you know, a post anywhere, you know, that matches the same service, same router, and anything like that. They also claim you can put them in bridge mode. I can't find bridge mode anywhere at all in the interface.
Yeah, unfortunately, the internet's starting to get garbaged up with a whole bunch of advertising and people wanting you to go to their place, and it's just making it harder and harder to find the real information. Do you remember Usenet? Is that still around? Man, that was like the king of finding out stuff.
I think it is, but I've never, like, I've played around with it a little bit, but I never have been a solid user of it, even back then, so. Real answers, I don't know, but it's supplemented with, I think it's still there. I don't know how prominent it is or how good it is.
Definitely had a lot of nefarious type activities there, but there was a pinball group that I used to watch, and man, I learned a lot just, you know, kind of watching people go back and forth with stuff, and it just seemed like it wasn't littered with, you know, the stuff on Reddit and everything. It was kind of nice, but anyway, it might not be like that anymore.
Yeah, did I tell you I got permanently blocked or permanently banned on Reddit for no reason at all? Like, I had to use it in 6 months. I went to log back in to comment on something. Only to find out it's permanently banned for no reason, and there's like no recourse
whatsoever, which kind of stinks, but.
Yeah. Yeah, and good luck escalating that rate to try to get it fixed.
Intentionally, no escalation path at all.
Yeah, totally. Get what you pay for.
I'm 100% positive the account wasn't, you know, it was secure. Nobody else logged into it or anything.
Yeah. Yeah, it's crazy. My Facebook one got messed up one time, and I gave up. It was just such a mess.
I probably told you 20 times, but I had a customer who got locked out of their Gmail. And I think she paid me for a whole week of work of trying anything and everything to get access to that account back. And she eventually had to call it off and say, you know, we tried everything we could, and there's just nothing you can do.
W6NIJ. Yep. Yeah, I can imagine what that's like. And it's funny, if you know somebody that works there, you have a chance. But if you don't, you know, it's really, really difficult to do that. So anyway, yep. Well, I'm gonna go back to what I was doing here. So you have a good rest of your day. I'll be around on the radio tonight. We got a couple errands we gotta run in town. We're figuring out that living, you know, 30 minutes from anything, that you kind of got to stack up errands. Like, we used to just say, oh, gee, I'm going to run to Home Depot. Well, that doesn't really work anymore, so we're having to kind of write down, okay, we got 7 things to do in town and having to do them all at once.
Yeah. and a bummer when something's, you know, out of stock or something, right, and you were hoping to get it.
Yeah, and definitely the buy it online and pick it up thing helped some of that. And then, you know, all this, like Home Depot, for instance, I needed a filter, and I looked online, and they had, like, 26 in stock. So, it, you know, there's some stuff that just helps with that, for sure, because you couldn't waste quite a bit of time with that, too.
Friday. Well, cool, man. I think the only thing I had for you was that time discrepancy thing that I wasn't too worried about, but kept forgetting to tell you.
Yeah, that's from my mobile node, which, by the way, now is unplugged. I got a cool plastic box with a metal base, and I'm going to try to mount my radio to the base to get the heat dissipated. So I got a little project going on in the basement. But that's my travel one, which was squawking the weather and all that kind of stuff. So it'll be off for a bit.
Yeah. Did you ever reach out to David about that power noise solution thing that you found?
No, I need to send him a note because I did spend quite a bit of time with him trying to figure that one out. Yeah, I need to do that. Thanks for the reminder.
Yeah. So I get this real link doorbell out of Heather's mom and dad's, you know. Every time I do that text motion, I get an alert. That was fun for the first day. I need to figure out how to turn that off.
We have turkeys that set off our motion detector outside, too. It's ridiculous. It goes off all the time.
Yeah, we actually have, it's funny, we have a bunch of turkeys at my mom's house. She's in the middle of the city, but they're hanging out in her front yard.
I guess I didn't realize how noisy they are, but they get to yapping, and man, holy cow, it's pretty loud.
One of the weather ones that's constantly trying to figure out where the pecking order is, and it changes, you know, every 5 minutes.
Yeah, totally. It's crazy. Okay, sounds good. Have a good one. I'll probably talk to you later on. And it'll be VW6MIJ.
U6NIJ, NAWB.
Node 2586 disconnected.
KC8SWR, KD8OIS.
Good evening, John. KC8SWR here.
There you are, Rob. I'm here at the museum, KB8OIS.
KC8SWR, clear.
Node 2586 connected to W8UM VHF. Node 3672990 connected to W8UM VHF. Node 3672990 disconnected. Good afternoon. The time is 4:45 p.m. Weather conditions, cloudy, temperature 33 degrees.
Colorado weather.